Hi, and welcome back, Bianca.
Thanks.
Now, you've just shuffled some of my angel cards, and Bianca's just asked a question, so we're going to do psychic reading for Bianca. What was your question, B?
I'd like to know how my practice is going to
go. Your practice is going to go. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick three cards for you. Ooh, you're a little bit in thought there. There we go. Excellent. Okay. So the three cards you've picked, Bianca, are Leela, Astara and Mystique. Okay. So the first card is Leela, and Leela's all about... I feel, because I'm just going to tune into your energy a little bit here and use the angel cards as well. So I feel I need to step back a little bit. I feel like I've got too many things coming into the mix, and I'm getting a bit overwhelmed and a bit confused, okay? So I need to step back and remember why I came on this journey and what was my purpose, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you do that, I think you'll get more clarification. I actually see you doing. Aston was on the show last week, and she talked about brainstorming, bubble brainstorming, she called it, which made me laugh. It was really interesting. And I've actually just seen you doing that. So you need to sort of come back into yourself, write down just your purpose, just one thing, and then put your bubbles off it, okay? And see which way you can go. Because at the moment, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with lots of different things, all right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next card you picked was Astara. Now, Astara for me is an amazing card because it talks about reach for the moon. Even if you fall, you'll land amongst the stars, okay? So if you go back and look at all what you want to do, you know, what's the main things you want to do? Now, we've just had an amazing conversation there about dementia, and for me, that is really where you need to be, okay? I know you're an amazing Reiki practitioner, and you've got other modalities, like the lovely aromatherapy touch, but I just feel like they're on the sidelines, and I feel more I need to come back in and regroup. Refocus. But Astara for me, as I say, is about reach for whatever goal you want, but I need to be a bit more structured. Okay, so you can achieve this, but you just need to be a bit more structured, okay? And I feel quite excited about that. Now, the other card is Mystique, and she talks about having some bumpiness, if you like, or a little bit of darkness in the past. But that's where it is, okay? Mm-hmm. It's behind you. Mm-hmm. Now, as you can see with the Mystique card, she's charging forward, lots of light on his face, and, you know, I'm ready to do this, yeah? So I would say all the things that have been going on that have maybe upset you a little bit in the past, I feel like they are going to be in the past, and I just feel like keep charging forward because the future's looking bright.
Great.
Okay? Yeah. Let me just pick one more card on top. Now, that's really interesting because this talks about, this is Carissa. Now, Carissa for me has two meanings, and it actually talks about what we started off in the beginning is about regroup, refocus, because I feel like some of your doors might be closing, but that's okay, because I call it the happiness door. The one main door will open, all right? But make sure you take some time out for you as well, okay? Because it does talk about a rest, all right? And I just feel a little bit weary at the minute, and when I feel that, it's usually coming from you. So I feel a little bit tired. Not that I don't get tired, but I just feel like it's coming from you at the minute. Okay. So what you need to do is regroup. Focus on this one area, which is going to be immense, because you can put all your power and your energy into there. Redo your vision board or redo your goals, you know? There's too many things on there that I don't really want to happen, so I don't know what they're doing on my vision board.
That makes sense.
So we need to redo the vision board, because my feelings have all changed. Know that the worst is behind you, so keep going forward, okay? Yeah. And also take time out for you and watch for these doors closing a little bit, not a sad way, but a really positive way.
Yeah.
Because when they allow to close, this big door is allowed to open and usher in lots of positive new energy for you.
Fantastic.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed that, Bianca.
I did, that was great.
And once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And just give us that website and that email address again if people who have got relatives or friends or a family member going through this awful illness of dementia and they would like to reach out and get some help, then Bianca is such a beautiful, amazing person, and I'm sure she'll work wonders for you. So give us that address again.
So it's Bianca at hearttoheartconnections.live.
Okay.
Or my website is www.hearttoheartconnections.live, and that's with a number 2 in the middle.
Fantastic. And if you can't remember that, then we're at 101 Business Radio. You can always send us an email and we'll forward that email on to Bianca. So thanks again, Bianca.
You're
and
nice
thanks
welcome.
For coming on the
Thank
show.
Thank you for having
it's
me.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Now join me in a few minutes for our weekly oracle guidance cards.